the droids are right over there. I haven't seen the old man, though. Let's just hope he puts that tractor beam out of commission and he's on his way back.
But that still leaves all those stormtroopers in the hangar to worry about.
Yeah, we've been trying to figure out an angle on that.
What about the hangar bay doors?
I'm counting on them still being on auto. They shoot open when the Falcon gets to them.
But the stormtroopers...
We won't get another chance like this. If nothing changes in the next few minutes, we're going to have to take them on.
What about Ben?
We can't do a job on everybody in the garrison, Luke. If he's not back by the time we go, tough luck.
I'm not going
anywhere... Luke, you do what you want. Me and Chewie are giving it a couple more minutes, and then we're going to make a break for the ship.
I've been waiting for you, Kenobi. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now, I am the master.
Only a master of evil, Darth.
Have you finished whatever petty errand it is that brings you here? The tractor beam, perhaps?
I have deactivated it, yes.
Little good that will do you, Obi-Wan. Ready? Your powers are weak, old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Why don't you stand your ground? Patterns of the Force have reached a nexus. You think you can retreat forever? You learned fear in your old age.
A Jedi never forgets how to die, Darth.
Why do you glance aside, Obi-Wan? Your young friends? You'll have to forget them. Your life is over.
That rests with the Force.
Why do you salute, Obi-Wan?
Run, Luke, run.
What's this? His rope. Empty.
Luke, come on!
So, that was Obi-Wan's intent. A diversionary tactic. Oh, sacrifice. They made their escape, and now they think they've won.
Striking me down, you have made me more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Stood there and let himself be cut down.
Oh, Luke.
Why wouldn't he defend himself?
I can't explain it to you, Luke. The Jedi lead their lives according to what they believe the Force demands of them, and it's not always something the rest of us can understand.
But that still doesn't...
I know that Ben must have had some reason, some overriding purpose in allowing Darth Vader to take his life.
Vader? That was Vader who killed him?
Yes. He's the one who's been trying to recover the plans of the Death Star.
Vader killed my father.
Vader betrayed the Jedi, and Vader's troops killed my aunt and uncle.
Luke, calm down.
Vader's taken away everything I ever had, and I ran from him. Don't you understand that? Vader took away everything I ever had.
Everything I had too, Luke.
Alderaan, your whole world destroyed. How can you live with that? How do you go on?
You find a purpose to justify the sacrifice.
Like Ben did.
Yes. Mine's to stop Vader and Tarkin and the Empire. I think that's worthwhile. What about you?
Yes. I do too. It's just, Ben seemed like he'd always be there, you know? Like he was the one thing that I could always count on. And I...
What, Luke?
I thought I heard him. After he was cut down, I thought I heard him. I was firing at the stormtroopers, and all of a sudden it was as if Ben were at my shoulder, like when he was teaching me to use the lightsaber. He wasn't in my line of vision, but he was there, talking to me.
We were all calling to you. You probably mistook
that. I heard you and Han, but this was Ben. He said, run, Luke, run. And I did. I can't believe he's gone. I just can't believe it.
There was nothing you could have done.
Come on, buddy. We got work to do. We're not out of this yet.
What?
We'll be coming up on their sentry ships in a minute. We'll have to take them head on. I'd rather have live gunners in the turrets than trust computers.
What do you want me to do?
Well, Chewie's flying, and I'm taking the top gun turret. I want you to man the belly guns.
Oh, well...
Look, I'd love to chat all day, but we've got a date with those Imperial TIE fighters.
Sure.
As for you, your wonderfulness. Chewie, hand in the cockpit right about now.
I'll do what I can, Captain.
I'm sure you will, sweetheart. Well, come on! Chewie doesn't like to be kept waiting. Save us from princesses. Okay. You ever fire a quad gun mount before?
Luke! No.
Well, it's simple. The servos and targeting instrumentation is all standard. Don't rely on your computer alone. Eyeball it once in a while.
Whatever you say.
Just climb down the ladder into the belly turret and shoot anything that's not us. Clear enough for you?
Right.
Off you go. When you're in, put on your headset and we'll run you through a couple of test reverses.
I'm on my way.
Okay. You in, kid?
Yeah.
Okay, take the firing grips and get the feel. Make sure the tracking servos answer promptly.
Feels okay.
Okay, got your targeting computer engaged?
Of course.
Good. Your sensors will give you an audio simulation for a rough idea of where those fighters are when they're not on your screen. It'll sound like they're right there in the turret with you.
Got it.
We've got four TIE fighters close to the turret. The fighters are breaking. They're almost on us.
Stay sharp, Luke.
Here they come!
One coming your way.
What? I see him.
Lead him.
They're all around us.
They're coming in too fast.
Well, they're not about to slow down for you. Pay attention to your audio and pick them up when their approach runs, Luke.
Han, we're coming your way.
I got it.
Get back to this and close lateral control.
Don't worry. You'll hold together. Maybe you heard me. Hold together. That's one. Three to go. One coming at you, Luke.
The rebels well on their way, Vader?
Their starship just engaged our sentry fighters and fought her way clear. They're about to make the jump to light speed.
Indeed. What were our losses?
I withdrew all except four TIE fighters from that defensive zone to make the rebels' escape more plausible. All four of our pilots were killed.
These traitors to the Empire are formidable opponents.
We're fortunate that they themselves weren't slain. Casualties, but they are no great sacrifice to make in return for a lead to the rebel base.
An insignificant price.
You're sure the homing device is secure aboard their ship? I'm taking a considerable risk in allowing them to escape, Vader. Your plan had better work.
Rest assured, we will follow the rebels to their base and eliminate them.
It disturbs me that the Death Star plans are still in that droid of theirs.
There was no alternative, Governor Tarkin. The rebels would not have returned to their base without the plans. Besides, they may already have been duplicated. Flushing the R2 unit's memory system would be no guarantee of security.
As you say.
Governor Tarkin.
Well, Motti?
The homing device is transmitting a perfect signal, sir. What are your orders?
Follow it, Motti, and have all personnel placed on standby alert. We are about to wipe another planet out of existence. The rebels' base world. Then, the galaxy is ours.
This is all your fault, Archie.
Hey, what are you two doing playing around there?
I'm not sure you said this is no game, please, I have before I'm severely impaired.
All right, R2, hit that cut-off switch over there.
Archie, hurry, hurry, hurry.
Up there.
I'm forever in your debt, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Give me a hand getting him untangled from all these wires.
Don't you? Yes.
Okay, come on.
Sir, I really cannot thank you enough.
Yeah.
Oh, be careful, R2.
How'd you get into this anyway?
During our engagement with the Imperial fighters, when the ship was being jolted by cannon fire, I was propelled into all those exposed control elements.
Right, you should have sat tight.
I was attempting to assist R2 in extinguishing a minor fire, sir.
Oh, that's so. Well, you two are pretty handy to have around here, after all.
Thank you, sir. But I must say that battle didn't do our circuitry any good at all.
Well, don't knock your luck. We canceled all four of those TIE fighters.
You're right, of course, sir. But pardon me for asking, but where is Master Luke?
He's looking over some minor damage for me. He'll be along in a second.
Oh, shall Artu and I go?
You do whatever you feel like. I gotta get up to the cockpit.
Well, Artu, perhaps we'd better investigate my secondary damage.
Can you get lateral controls back, Chewbacca?
Me and him can do anything with this ship except lunar system.
Okay, partner, I'll take over here. You run aft and see what you can do about the laterals. We can get by on auxiliaries for now. And get those droids to help. Well, not a bad bit of rescuing, huh? You know, sometimes I even amaze myself.
Doesn't sound too hard. Look, use your head. The Imperials let us get away. It's the only possible explanation for the ease of our escape.
Easy? You call that easy?
They're tracking us now.
Not this ship, sister.
Oh, you are impossible. Well, at least R2-D2 is still intact.
What's so important about the droid? What's he carrying?
The technical readout to that battle station. Oh, I only hope that when the data are analyzed, a weakness can be found.
Well, listen, if you're so afraid we're being tracked, we'll lay over someplace.
There's no time. If the Empire isn't stopped, other planets will be destroyed as Alderaan was. That's why I've got to risk going directly to the rebel base.
Look, I ain't in this for your revolution, and I'm not in it for you, Princess. I expect to be well paid. I'm in it for the money.
You need about your reward. When you get us to our destination, you'll receive it.
Well, don't you think it'd help if you told me where we're going?
The fourth moon of the planet Yavin. That's where the base is. And you can go do whatever you like. Money is all you love, then that's what you'll receive. Oh, Luke.
Princess?
Your friend here is quite a mercenary. I wonder if he really cares about anything. Or anybody.
I do. I care. So, what do you think of her, Han?
I'm trying not to, kid.
Good.
Hmm? Oh. Well, still, she's got a lot of spirit. I don't know, do you think a princess and a guy like me, you know...
No! Where are we headed, anyway?
I don't know, fourth moon or someplace called Yavin. It's where all the idealists hang out, I hear.
rebels sure picked themselves a planet in the middle of nowhere, didn't they?
How are we doing, hon?
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm doing fine. Well, that was Yavin we just ducked around. We're in the fourth moon's atmosphere now. Set down in a couple of seconds.
Did you transmit the recognition code I gave you?
No. We decided to get blasted out of the sky. What do you think? Well, the place has a decent atmosphere. Mostly jungle, though. The landing zone's right over there by those temples. Nobody shot at us. Yet. Looks like there's a reception committee coming out to meet us.
If you'll open the hatch, we won't trouble you any further. I'll have the money brought out to you.
If you don't mind, my partner and I will come along. Just to protect our investment, you understand?
Anything, as long as you stop wasting my time. Come on, Luke.
Cash on delivery was the deal, if I recall right.
What's the matter? Don't you trust us?
Nothing personal. We don't trust anybody.
Pardon me for asking, but have we arrived, Master Luke?
This is it, 3PO.
At last, a place of refuge.
With that Death Star on our trail, I'd set you straight, 3PO, but I'd hate to ruin your day.
Just open the hatch.
Oh, instantly, Your Highness. It's a jungle planet, all right.
Let's go, Luke.
3PO, R2, come on.
Come along, R2.
After you, partner.
Temples look like they're a million years old.
Some fortress.
Princess Leia!
Your Highness, we hoped it was you. Commander Willard is waiting to greet you all.
Well, thank you. These droids have to come, too. The R2 unit is carrying vital information.
Of course. Take these droids to the speeder and help them aboard.
But, Master Luke, will you become
this Don't worry, 3PO. It'll be all right.
Your Highness, if you could follow me to the speeder, we can take you directly to Commander Willard.
Your rebellion's got some great equipment, Princess. No heavy combat ships at all. And every one of those snub fighters is older than you are.
Someday you'll learn that it's people and not things that decide history.
You better teach that to the Empire first.
That's the whole idea, Han.
Leia! Princess Leia!
Commander Willard!
Leia, you're safe. We feared the worst. Welcome, all of you.
Thank you.
Is General Kenobi with you? We'd had word that you were to contact him.
Obi-Wan Kenobi has been killed, Commander. He gave his life in a diversionary action so that the rest of us could escape the Death Star.
Hush, Chewie. Well, that is sad news indeed. When we heard about Alderaan, Your Highness, we were afraid that you were lost along with the others. It was a terrible calamity.
I'm afraid we haven't time for our sorrows, Commander. We are being tracked here by the Death Star. We were allowed to escape so that we could lead them here. The technical data on the battle station is stored in the memory system of the R2 unit. We must use them to plan an attack. It's our only hope.
We are badly unprepared for pitched battle, Your Highness. Perhaps we should evacuate instead.
Smart boy.
Oh, will you two stop clowning?
There isn't time. Commander, if we fail to stop the Death Star now, other planets will be annihilated.
Then you're right. We have no choice but to fight. Take the R2 unit to the techs for special information retrieval.
Yes, Commander. Princess Leia.
Pardon me, but might I go along with R2?
Of course, Vivian.
Have that information brought to the briefing room as soon as it's retrieved.
Yes, sir.
We can wait for it there. This way, Your Highness, gentlemen. Our main problem here is personnel. We're desperately lacking pilots, trained or otherwise.
Yes, so I've heard.
But now, what of you, Your Highness? Our last word of you was that you'd intercepted the Death Star data transmissions.
My ship was attacked by an Imperial cruiser over Tatooine. Imperial stormtroopers boarded us. Then, after Alderaan was destroyed, the Grand Moff Tarkin ordered me executed.
Executed?
Yes. I was waiting in my cell when the door opened and in stepped this man right here. Commander Willard, meet Luke Skywalker.
Young man, this is more of a pleasure than you can imagine. Even if we'd known the princess's whereabouts, I doubt that we could have mounted an operation to get her out.
Well, actually, it was sort of improvised.
All the more to be admired. The ability to think on one's feet isn't common.
Well, Han and Chewbacca here had as much of a hand in it as I did, and so did Ben Kenobi.
Yeah. Han? Oh, yes, your captain and his friend. Sir, allow me to congratulate
you. Why don't we just skip the formalities? I'm going to push ahead to the important part of the princess's story. That planet killer is on its way here, and personally, I don't plan to stick around and get reacquainted.
Oh, I don't quite follow you.
Oh, you'll live a whole lot longer if you do, believe me. Look, I got dragged into this mess. I'm just a guy with a starship for hire. I was promised payment, and I want it.
Han.
The rest of you can do whatever you want, but I kept my end of the bargain. Now you keep yours, Princess.
Princess Leia,
Solo may have no morals whatsoever, Commander, but he's right. Both Luke and I promised him payment for his and Chewbacca's help in this matter.
Very well. I see I misjudged you, Solo.
Oh, I'll cry later. Right now, I'll settle for cash. In small, used notes, if you got it.
But this is a rebel camp. We're hunted people with very little imperial currency among us.
Oh, well, your tech facilities must have stocks of precious metals.
Yes.
Well, they'll do.
But that's critical material. We need those metals for repairs to keep our weapons and equipment functioning.
Look, I lived up to my end of a deal. Now you live up to yours. Even a rebel alliance has to do business with us independents from time to time. If I put the word out that you're a bunch of swindlers...
Commander, see that he's paid, please. Not all your stocks, but whatever you can possibly spare.
Very well, Your Highness.
It won't be wealth unlimited, Solo, but it ought to satisfy even you.
What do you say, Chewie? Okay, box it up for us and we'll be on our way.
It will take some time to have it measured out and put into containers.
Well, make it fast. That Death Star is not going to stop to chat once it gets here.
Any place I could clean up a little while I'm waiting? Oh. There's a basin in the pilot's ready room down that corridor. You'll have it all to yourself.
Come on, Chewie. Sing out when you're ready.
I can't believe it. I know he always talks tough, but I thought when it came right down to a decision...
Well, the man's immoral, no conscience at all.
No, Commander, you don't know him like I do. He may be stubborn about a lot of things, but inside...
Luke, you heard Han. He's made up his mind.
Let me talk to him, Princess. I know I can bring him around.
Skies from now on, partner. I keep your pelt on. Once we get out of this place, we'll be able to afford a nice long rest.
Han?
What now? Hey, they're not trying to back out of the bargain, are they?
Will you stop being so suspicious of the whole galaxy? I told them I'd come and talk to you. I told them I could change your mind.
Well, then you fibbed, kid. This ain't my fight.
Don't you think it will be when the Empire takes over? You think the men that built the Death Star are going to leave people like you and Chewbacca alone?
Well, if we mind our own business. Well,
stop lying to yourself.
Be careful, Luke. And what are you going to do? Sit here and hold the princess's hand while the Death Star turns this whole planet into a gas cloud?
Look, I... Commander Willard said they need pilots. I'm going to volunteer.
What? Luke... Do you know what I saw when I was getting us out of that battle station?
I don't care.
Besides all the cannon and missile tubes and that big planet killer, it's got fighter bays. Lots of them. And those Imperial...
I know it'll be dangerous.
And do you happen to know what a green pilot's life expectancy is in combat?
Huh?
A minute or so.
At least I'll try. What about you? You and Chewbacca and the Millennium Falcon could make all the difference. Han, you're a crap pilot, a veteran. Why can't you
just... Because I used up my time. And more. Long ago.
I see.
You only think you do.
You won't help us.
Look, I did what I could, but that's the limit. I'm not dying over somebody's cause.
Others will. Others have.
Others? You're talking about the old man, aren't you? Ben.
Right. Ben said there was more to you than you wanted to admit.
Well... Then he was as crazy as you are. I'm still raising ship.
The least you could do is leave the medals behind. These people need everything they can lay their hands
those
on.
Those medals would only be blown away with the rest of the place. With me, they'll do somebody some good.
But you could keep that from happening. You could stay and fight.
Look, me and Chewie finally have made our pile. Our luck's turned good, and I'm not going to question it.
So that's why you're afraid.
Afraid? Listen, that little stroll through the Death Star was light exercise. We've been through scrapes and... never mind. Just don't talk to me about afraid.
Well, I guess there's nothing more to talk about then.
Well, and this ain't even a risk. It's a sure thing. This place won't even be here an hour or two from now. So why should we stick our necks out?
Maybe to give your life some meaning, Han.
Yeah? Well, who asked you? Huh? Hey, you see a towel around here somewhere? Oh, my shirt will do.
Han, are you sure you won't reconsider or join
us? Great. Now you. Look, forget about me. I've made my decision. You want to do somebody a favor? Luke's going to volunteer to fly a fighter.
Luke?
Go talk him out of it. Go save his life.
I don't need to. Luke's made the right decision. What about you?
I've had my fill of playing hero, thanks. It's a sucker's game.
That's your final word?
You better go say goodbye to Luke, Princess. That right decision's gonna be the last one he ever makes.
Sir, I was told to report here for flight...
Sir! He calls me, sir.
Big Doc Ryder, what are you doing?
How are you doing? Good to see you.
What are you doing here?
Well, that's my line. I was the one who went off to join the rebellion, remember? Hey, you're supposed to be back on Tatooine.
Oh, boy, Biggs, have I got some stories to tell you.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. The whole base is talking about the new arrivals. Smugglers, droids, and a renegade princess. You got here in some strange company, but you got here.
I told you I'd throw in with the rebels one day, didn't I?
Luke, I never doubted you for a second. I know you too well. Now, what's this about testing?
Commander Willard sent me. I volunteered when he said you're short of pilots.
Desperate's more like it.
Well, you know how good I was with a T-16 back home.
Look, we're sending up pilots with less experience than you, and T-16s are a lot like the snub fighters we're using.
I know. I looked one over. I'm sure I could handle it.
But there hasn't been much time or fuel for training, and there's none to spare for testing you. Besides, we couldn't risk losing a ship.
Oh. Well, I understand.
No. What I meant was is that I'll have to test you here, in this flight simulator.
Oh, all right.
Well, hop in.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to run a full combat simulation, Luke. Now buckle in tight. You're going to be pulling realistic G-forces.
Check. All set, Biggs.
Close her up. And good luck. Okay, Luke. Here you go! Attack sequence.
Now.
First attacker. Destroyed. Good. Second. Direct hit. Very good. Third. Yep, excellent. All right, let's see how you do against increased G-forces, buddy. Not bad. Go get 'em, Luke. Not bad at all. Wow.
Woohoo! What a ride. How'd I do, Biggs?
A lot better than most of the guys who are going on this next mission, I'll tell you that. But I have to show your test results to Commander Willard, Luke.
Oh, sure.
Now, you wait here. I'm going to go over... pardon me.
Oh, no, it's my fault, really.
Oh, well, Biggs Darklighter of Tatooine, meet Princess Leia Organa of Alderaan. Oh. Your Highness, this is my best friend.
Pleased to meet you, Your Highness.
And you, Biggs, Luke spoken of you.
Well... I have to go. Pardon me.
How'd the flight test go, Luke?
Well, he has to check it out with Commander Willard, but it looks like I made it.
Oh.
Well, aren't you going to congratulate me?
I spoke with Han. He wouldn't change his mind.
I know.
And he said that I should talk you out of flying a fighter. I said that you'd made the right decision.
You don't sound very sure.
Luke, you've never flown in combat before.
Well, neither have some of the others. Biggs is fresh out of the academy.
But he and the others have been training.
Well, you're looking at the hottest gully jumper on Tatooine.
Bush piloting isn't the same as combat flying. Luke, you've done so much for the rebellion already. Nobody would blame you if you didn't go on this mission. I just wanted you to know that.
Leia, thank you. But it's what I want. So much depends
Skywalker?
On
Skywalker?
Sir?
Biggs here just showed Commander Willard and me your test results.
And?
You only got killed twice.
Oh.
Well, cheer up. That's surprisingly good. Since Biggs was tossing the whole Starfleet at you. You know the techniques. Your body can stand the strain. Looks like you got yourself a bird.
I have?
Yeah, and I'm your wingman. Welcome to Red Flight.
Thanks.
You'll be Red 5, Luke. Biggs is Red 3.
Oh, together again, hotshot.
Let's go, Luke. Biggs, mission briefing starts now. Your Highness, if you'll excuse us.
Of course. Luke?
Yes?
I'll see you before you leave.
Fine.
At the start.
Right, Diggs.
Down here.
May I have your attention? We have analyzed our new information and formulated our attack strategy. Please direct your attention to the screen. This is the Death Star.
Look at the size of it.
Now, this battle station is heavily shielded and carries a firepower greater than that of half a Starfleet. Its defenses are designed, as you can see, around the concept of a direct large-scale assault. But small one-man fighters should be able to penetrate its outer defenses.
Pardon me for asking, General Dodona, but what good are snuff fighters going to be against that?
Well, the Empire doesn't consider a small fighter to be any threat, or they'd have a tighter defense. But an analysis of the design plans provided by Princess Leia has demonstrated a weakness in the battle station. Now watch this enlarged view carefully. The approach for your attack run will not be easy. You're required to maneuver down this trench in the station structure and skim the surface to the point you're seeing now. This target area is only 2 meters wide. Now the target is a small thermal exhaust port right below the main port. The shaft leads directly to the Death Star's reactor system. A precise hit down this shaft will strike the reactor and start a chain reaction which should destroy the entire station. Now, I cannot stress too strongly the point that only a precise hit will reach the bottom of the shaft and strike the reactor. The thermal port is ray shielded, so you'll have to do this job with photon torpedoes.
That shot
is impossible, even for a targeting computer.
But it's not impossible. I used to bullseye womp rats in my T-16 back home. They're not much bigger than 2 meters.
Yeah, and with a womp rat shooting at you with turbo laser.
Gentlemen. Now, we've just gotten word that the Death Star has entered this solar system. It is orbiting the planet Yavin now, and we'll be within firing range of this moon in just over 30 minutes. Now man your ships, and may the Force be with you.
Luke, Biggs, go suit up, then meet me in the hangar area.
Right away, sir.
Hey, come on, Hotshot. Hey, aren't those two the ones who came in with you?
Where? Oh, yeah. Han? Chewbacca?
Hello, kid. Me and Chewie just dropped by to watch the fun. Our pay's almost ready.
So, you really went and signed on?
That's right. Oh, Biggs Darklighter, I want you to meet Han Solo. And that's his partner, Chewbacca.
Biggs a hometown hero, huh? Luke talked about you. You're on the team, too?
Yes. And you?
Not a chance. Me and my friend have places to go and things to do.
So do we.
I know all about it. Let's go, Chewie. Best of luck, hometown heroes.
you're going to need it.
What was all that about, Luke?
I'll explain later.
All light for the manifestations. All light for the manifestations.
Let's go.
The Death Star is now orbiting the planet Yavin at maximum velocity. The rebel base will be within firing range in 30 minutes.
This will be a day long remembered, Governor Tarr. It has seen the end of Obi-Wan Kenobi and will soon see the end of the rebellion.
Yes, the Emperor will be pleased, Vader.
Prime weapon is fully prepared, Governor Tarkin. We'll be able to obliterate the rebel moon the moment we're within range.
Very good, Monty. Are all our people at their battle stations?
We're on full alert status, sir.
With your permission, Governor Tarkin, I'll make a personal tour of inspection. Nothing must be left to chance.
As you wish, Lord Vader.
I shall be back well before we fire the prime weapon.
Governor Tarkin, may I compliment you on this achievement?
Well, thank you, Motti. Although, of course, others made their contribution. Vader's efforts to locate this base, for example.
But you supervised construction of the Death Star, sir, and you command it. In destroying the rebellion as you destroyed Alderaan, you'll prove that you hold the ultimate power in the galaxy.
In the name of the Empire, of course.
Of course, Governor Tarkin. But the Emperor is far from here, and you are in actual control.
This isn't the first time you've spoken in this fashion, Motti. Say what it is that's on your mind.
If you command it, Governor.
I do.
Very well. This battle station has become the very source of the Empire's power. Not even the Imperial Starfleet could stand against us. And all of that power lies at your command.
You are close to treason, Motti.
Is it treason to point out that you could demand a position of authority second only to that of the Emperor?
I would not care to have the Emperor as my enemy.
But command of the Death Star makes you his equal. You could share dominion of the galaxy.
With you at my right hand.
I'm your willing servant, Governor Tarkin.
And then, of course, there's Lord Vader to consider.
Yes. Formidable as he is, the Dark Lord of the Sith is hardly an insurmountable problem.
You think not?
The personnel of this battle station owe their allegiance to you. Lord Vader, for all his superstitious trickery, can be dealt with. Do not forget that you wield the ultimate power.
I shall consider what you've said, Motti. First, however, we must attend to the rebels. When they have been eradicated, there will be time to think further about your suggestion.
The faster we get this stuff loaded and get out of here, the better I'll like it. I want to be long gone when that Death Star starts firing. I still can't believe these rebels are going to take that thing on with snub fighters.
Han? Chewbacca?
So, you got your reward. You guessed it. Hey, I see they found you a flight suit. You look just like an old hand, kid.
I'm just going to leave, Han.
Yeah, that's right. We ditched that homing device the Imperials hit aboard the Falcon. We're raising ship. We got some old debts we gotta pay with this stuff, right, Chewie? Even if we didn't, you don't think we'd be fool enough to stick around here, do you?
I was hoping you would.
Why don't you come with us, Luke? You're pretty good in a fight. I could use you.
Oh, come on, Han. Why don't you look around you? You know what the rebels are up against. They could use a good pilot like you. You're turning your back on them.
Well, what good's a reward if you ain't around to spend it? Besides, attacking that battle station ain't my idea of courage. It's more like suicide.
Yeah. Well, take care of yourself, Han. I guess that's what you're best at, isn't it? So long.
Hey, Luke.
Yeah?
May the Force be with you.
Sure. What are you looking at, Chewie? I know what I'm doing. Come on, let's finish up and raise ship.
Luke.
Yes, Princess?
What's wrong?
Oh, it's Han. I don't know. I really thought I could change his mind.
He's got his own path to follow, Luke. No one can choose it for him.
I only wish Ben were here.
Wait, Luke.
What?
Before you go. A kiss for luck.
Thanks.
Luke, come on.
I'll see you later, Ray.
Yes, Luke. Goodbye.
Luke, come on. We're lifting off in a minute or two. I'm all set, Biggs.
So I saw.
What?
So you finally found your dream girl, huh?
Yeah, it's good to know we'll be up there together, though.
Yeah, just like back home in Tatooine, Luke, racing through the Stone Needle. Well, there's your ship, Luke.
An X-Wing.
Well, I dreamed
Master
of
Luke.
This.
Master Luke, sir.
Oh, hi, 3PO.
Sir, the Rebels are rather short of R2 units. And so they're putting R2-D2 in the technical socket of your fighter.
Great. At least I'll have plenty of friends up there with me.
Luke, see you upstairs.
Right. Hey, take care of yourself, Big.
And very best of luck to you, Master Luke.
Thank you, 3PO.
Say, Red 5, your R2 unit seems a little beat up. Want me to see if I can find another one?
Not on your life. That little droid and I have been through a lot together.
Whatever you say.
You okay back there, R2? Good.
Hang on tight, R2. You simply have to come back, you know. You wouldn't want my life to become boring, would you?
You're ready for liftoff, Red 5. Time to seal your canopy.
Check.
Mission from right here, Your Highness, on this tactical display screen.
I see, General Dodona. C-3PO, come on. There's room for you right here.
Thank you, Your Highness.
Those blips there are our fighters. They're closing on the Death Star now.
What's their plan of attack?
The Y-Wing fighters are our primary attack ships. That's Gold Flight. Huh. They'll be first to make photon torpedo runs on the target shaft.
And the X-Wing fighters?
That's Red Flight. They'll draw the Imperial's fire and fly flak suppression runs.
And what if the Y-Wings don't manage to get a torpedo down that vent shaft?
Then the X-Wing fighters are a contingency force. Uh-huh. They'll take up the torpedo attack.
Death Star still approaching. Estimated target firing range 15 minutes.
Are you certain that a direct hit down the shaft will stop the battle station?
Not the torpedo itself, but the chain reaction a hit would set off in the station's main reactor, yes.
General Dodona, Red Flight and Gold Flight are now in range of the Death Star.
Patch in the communications net over the main system.
Yes, sir.
Red Flight, this is Red Leader. Lock all S-foils
in. I haven't had an opportunity yet to thank you properly, Your Highness, for allowing me to follow the attack here in the operations center.
What? Oh, you're welcome, 3PO. After all, you and R2 have been through a great deal for the Rebel Alliance, even if it wasn't my choice.
We both learned the full story when the plans for the Death Star were being retrieved from R2's memory banks. I only hope that R2 survives his current assignment.
You care very much about R2-D2, don't you?
I have grown used to it, even though we've only been together for a relatively short time.
It's possible to care for someone very much after only a short time.
Right, we're passing through their magnetic field. Hang on tight. Be doing a little rattling.
Their countermeasures equipment should get them through.
They've made it through the magnetic field.
All ships, switch to your deflector shields. Double forward.
Wow, would you look at the size of that battle station?
Cut the chatter, Red 2. All ships, accelerate to attack speed. this is air force.
They're moving into range of the Death Star.
Red Leader, this is Gold Leader.
That's the Y-Wing Flight Leader, Your Highness.
Mm-hmm. I copy, Gold Leader.
We're starting for the target shaft now.
Good hunting, Gold Leader. Red Leader to Red Flight. We're in position. I'm going to fly across the battle station's axis and try to draw fire.
That area is particularly well fortified. We'll be up to Red Flight to keep the Imperials busy.
Heavy fire, boss. 22 degrees.
I see. Stay low.
Red Leader, this is Red 5. I'm going in.
Oh, Red Flight has better than an even chance against those heavy guns, Your Highness. Those X-Wings are very agile ships.
But if the Imperials send out TIE fighters for ship-to-ship combat, what then?
Well, then our hopes would rest almost entirely with Gold Flight.
Red Leader, this is Red 5. I'm going in again.
Watch yourself. There's a lot of heavy fire coming from the right side of that deflection.
I'm on it.
Light leaders, we picked up a new group of signals. Enemy fighters coming your way.
Fighters?
I copy.
My scope's negative.
Same here.
Maintain visual scanning, Red Flight. With all this jamming, they'll be on top of you before your scopes can pick them up.
General, can't we track the Imperial fighters for them?
Not at this range, Princess. There's too much jamming and counter-jamming going on.
Here they come. They're right behind us. Make your big one up. Watch it. They can't see him.
Where is it? Sarge, one coming up on your tail.
I see you, Parker. This one's
my sight. I can't shake him.
Hang on, Biggs. I'm coming in. Stick tight to your wing, but all of you.
I got him, Biggs. You're clear.
Hey, thanks, Luke.
There's a right, Red 4. I'll get him off your back.
Roboom.
Gold Leader, three more fighters have left the Death Star. They may be after you.
This is Gold Leader. I copy.
Pull in, Luke.
Pull in.
What's there? Fighters of blood, you come in here.
There must have been caution.
Got it.
Hey, you all right, Luke? I'm hit, but not bad. R2 is working on it.
General Zahn, isn't there anything we can do to help them?
Every fighting craft we have is out there already, Your Highness. This is what the X-Wings were sent to do, keep the Imperials occupied. At least we're not outnumbered.
Not yet.
Red 6, can you see Red 5?
There's a heavy fire zone over on this side. Luke, where are you? I can't shake this TIE fighter.
Hold on, Luke.
The Death Star is 10 minutes from firing range.
Thanks, Wedge. Anytime.
Red Leader, this is Gold Leader. We are beginning our attack run.
I copy, Gold Leader. Go to it.
Exhaust port is marked and locked in. All Y-wings switch power to front deflector shield.
Good. The targeting computers have picked out the exhaust port.
How many gun batteries do you count, Gold 5?
I say about 20 guns, some on the surface, some in the tower.
Switch over to targeting computers.
Computer's locked on. I'm getting a signal.
Okay, we have a good chance now. Only a targeting computer has any real hope of scoring a precise hit.
Because of the speed?
That's right. You'll be flying down that trench so fast, the shot's virtually impossible for an unaided pilot.
The guns! They stop!
Stabilize your rear deflectors. Watch for enemy fighters.
They're coming in. Remarks in 210.
Can't the X-Wings help them?
They're still engaging the other Imperials. Gold Flight is on its own now.
They got Gold, too. This trench is too narrow. I can't maneuver.
Stay on target.
Too close to each other.
Stay on target. Gold Flight to Red Leader. Lost Dutch. Lost Tyree. I come.
He's gone. The Death Star is at 5 minutes and closing.
What do we do now, General Dodonna?
Red Flight will have to try to make the attack run. They're all we have left.
I'm talking.
Yes?
The Rebels' Y-Wing fighters have been destroyed, but their X-Wings have broken contact with our interceptors. We believe they're about to resume the attack the others were attempting.
Do you suppose they have any hope of succeeding?
No, sir. Lord Vader is out there in his personal fighter with his own wingmen. The other rebels will meet the same fate as the first ones.
As you say, still, perhaps caution is warranted. Prepare my ship in case it seems more advisable for me to depart the Death Star.
Governor Tarkin, pardon me, sir, but you mustn't consider relinquishing your command, even temporarily.
Why not?
This battle station is the source of your influence and power. If you show that you can be made to abandon it, you undermine your hope of gaining supreme rank in the Empire.
You seem certain about that.
I am, Governor Tarkin.
And are you equally certain that there's no danger?
No matter what the rebel strategy is, they'll fail. Lord Vader has personally annihilated their first attack group, and he'll do the same for the other.
Yes, for one who professes to rely upon some unseen force, Vader is extremely last advanced prototype fighter. Very well, Motti.
Won't regret this, Governor Tarkin.
Governor Tarkin, we've analyzed the rebel attack, and it appears there may be a danger. Should I have your ship standing by?
Evacuate? In our moment of triumph?
I think you overestimate these rebels' chances. Come, gentlemen, let us watch the final destruction of the rebel alliance from the command center.
The Death Star will be within firing range in 3 minutes.
R2, see if you can't give me a clearer image on that targeting computer. Thanks, now better brace yourself. It's up to us now.
Red Flight, this is Red Leader. Sound off.
Red 2 here, Red Leader, off to your right.
Red 3 standing by.
Red 5 at rendezvous mark 6.1.
Red 10 here, boss.
Red 12 right behind you, Red Leader.
Like we're all that's left.
Red Leader, this is Base 1. Keep half your group out of range for the next attack run.
Copy, Base 1. Luke, I want you to take Wedge and Biggs. Stay up here and wait for my signal to start your run.
Me? I copy, Red Leader.
Good luck, boss.
Thanks. Okay, Red Flight. This is it.
R2, how are things going topside? Well, just do your best to keep the damage under control.
Hey, can you hang on, Luke?
I think so, Biggs.
Good. It'll take all three of us to make a successful run. We should be able to see the target location by now.
Keep your eyes open for those fighters.
There's too much interference.
Red Fire, can you get a visual on them from where you are?
Oh, negative, Red Leader. There's no sign of... Wait. Coming in on you, 0.53.
Hi, Sam. Targeting computer locked on. What's coming up?
Hey, boss, hurry.
Those fighters off me for a few more seconds.
They're all over us back here.
Red Leader, we're right above you. Turn to point 05. We'll cover for you.
Stay there. I just got Red 10. I've lost my starboard engine. Their leader's flying a prototype fire. He's a real killer. Ah, Red 5, get set for your attack run. It's all over me.
Red 5, the Death Star will be within range in approximately 1 minute.
Okay. Biggs, Wedge, let's close it up. We're going down that trench full throttle.
Right with you, boss.
Look, at this speed, will you be able to pull out in time after you fire?
It'll be just like Beggar's Canyon back home, Biggs.
Okay, we'll stay back and cover for you.
It's up to you two to screen me from those fighters.
My scope shows a tower, but I can't see the exhaust port. Are you sure the computer can hit it?
It'll hit it, Wedge. Please hit it. It's got you. Watch yourselves. Increase speed, full throttle.
We're right behind you.
R2, that stabilizer's broken loose again. See if you can't lock it down.
Look out!
I'm hit. Losing control. I can't hold course.
Well, get clear, Wedge. You can't do any more good back there.
Sorry, Luke. The tires aren't following. They're staying on you. The leader's flying some kind of prototype.
Hurry, Luke. They're coming in much faster this time. I can't hold them.
R2, try and increase the power.
The leader's last to me. Luke, I...
Biggs. Biggs! Hang on, R2.
Luke, 30 seconds left.
Targeting computer. Locked on.
Use the force, Luke.
Ben? Ben!
Let go, Luke. Trust me. Reach out with your feelings.
I trust you, Ben.
Luke, this is Base 1. You've switched off your targeting computer. What's wrong?
There's nothing wrong. I'm all right! I'm hit! They got R2!
The Death Star is nearly in range!
Their leader's right on my back! There's nothing I can do! What? Somebody's firing on them! Han?
Okay! You're all clear, kid!
Han, I knew you'd come back!
Now, come on! Let's blow this thing and go!
Reach out. My feelings and... fire! It's away!
Now get clear, kid! Pour it on!
Report total destruction of your objective.
Come on, let's go park these crates and celebrate.
I'm right behind you, Han.
Remember, Luke, the Force will be with you. Always.
never would have if Han hadn't changed his mind.
You should have seen the looks on our faces in the operations center when we heard his voice. I don't think I've ever been so surprised in my entire life.
Hey, Luke! Han!
Stewie, I knew you'd come back. I just knew it.
Well, I wasn't going to let you get all the credit and take all the reward.
Han, I knew there was more to you than money.
Oh, careful. You'll damage your reputation.
Oh, come on, Han. It's about time you stop
it. Okay, lower that R2 unit carefully.
R2? Oh, no, I forgot he was hit. Move here, Chief.
He sure took a bad one back there.
R2, can you hear me? Say something. Oh, sir, you can repair him, can't you?
We'll get to work on him right away.
You simply must repair him. Master Luke, if any of my circuits or gears will help, I'd gladly donate.
Don't worry, 3PO. He'll be all right.
We'll see that our best people are working on him. He certainly deserves it.
Oh, will you quit pacing, Han? There's nothing to be worried about.
Well, me and Chewie ain't too comfortable around all these ceremonies and formal stuff.
Look, they're going to hang a medal around your neck. They're not going to stand you up against a wall and shoot you.
Still not my line of work.
You'll survive.
Oh, you're taking it pretty well. Hey, that's a real sharp outfit they scrounged up for you.
Oh, this? Well, I thought since the princess went to all the trouble of arranging a ceremony, I thought I might...
You thought you'd make a good impression on her, huh? Smart boy.
Still seems so strange to have met her, you know? I remember the first time I saw her just... an image from R2's memory bank.
Led you a long way, Luke.
Sure did. Everything's so different all of a sudden. So many things have changed.
Too bad about Biggs. And Ben and all the others. They're the ones who deserve the medals.
Well, they died for something they believed in. What made you come back, Han?
The Wookiee here got stubborn about it.
Oh, come on.
Well, he did give me an argument. Besides, I did some thinking about what you and Ben and Her Highness said, and I don't know, a few things that happened to me along the way. So I turned the Falcon around. Maybe it's time I tried a steady job, huh?
By the way, I'm glad you did. That TIE fighter had me cold.
I couldn't quite nail their leader, the one in that prototype fighter. He was good. But I got one of his wingmen and the other collided with him.
And that knocked him out of the fight?
Yeah, but I don't think it disabled him. I guess he got clear.
Well... whatever happened, it was good enough for me.
Gentlemen, the troops are assembled and we're ready for the presentation.
Now, what do I have to do again?
Simply walk the length of the throne room to the dais, where the Princess Leia will award you your medals.
You can do it, Solo. It'll be easy.
Yeah, sure. Come on, Chewie.
This way, gentlemen.
Well, there's no backing out now, old buddy.
Right. Look at all these rebels. We better not be last on the dinner line.
You're supposed to be serious. Tired of staring at each other.
Hey, Chewie, give them eyes front.
Good discipline there. Shape it up, will you?
On behalf of the Rebel Alliance.
Glad we could make it, believe me.
General Dodonna, the medals, please. Thank you. Accept these, the highest decoration the Alliance can bestow, for your gallantry. Han Solo?
You still can't come up with any more cash, huh?
Han, if you don't act like a grown-up, I'll strangle you. And Luke Skywalker.
Thank you, Your Highness.
No, Luke. Thank you. From the Rebel Alliance and from Leia Organa.
What I did for both, Leia. Oh, look, it's R2-D2. You're...
yes, Master Luke, he is completely repaired.
Wonderful.
And might we both RP marks. Sincere congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
And now you may turn to your comrades in arms and receive their ovation. How do you like being a hero, Han?
Some parts weren't too bad. I don't know, you want to do it again sometime?
What do you say, Luke? Shall we?
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Star Wars by Brian Daley, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Bernard Behrens as Ben Kenobi, James Blendick as General Dodonna, David Clennon as Motti, Keen Curtis as Tarkin, Perry King as Han Solo, Brock Peters as Darth Vader, and Anne Sachs as Leia. Other players in the series were Adam Arkin, Joel Brooks, Clyde Burton, John Dukakis, Bruce French, David Alan Greer, Jerry Harden, John Harkins, Cynthia Herman, Scott Jacoby, Philip Collard, Meshack Taylor, Mark Vahanian, John Welsh, and Kent Williams. The series was directed by John Madden, with sound mixing and post-production by Tom Vigley. Music by John Williams. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Story editor for the series was Lindsay Smith. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. Executive producer was Richard Toscan. Executive producer for Lucasfilm was Carol Teitelman.